Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
That team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Steve Rosenblum.
There was a keg stand I lost to an 81-year-old lady. She got off the ninth floor but it was really close.
Mark Grody.
I've been waiting to get a hold of this guy for years. Channel 2 News is out there interviewing people. Yeah, I've been talking to my wife about getting Steve. He wants connected my dots and more to my plate. I'm going to dunk his ass.
They suck, so you don't have to.
Can't you morons do anything right?
Founding members of the WB Club.
Smoke weed every day.
The three words that describe this show, and I quote,
stink, stank, stunk.
It's Saturday Suckage on the Score.
We should be 670 WSUK.
Apologize. What is your name? I don't know who you are, the host.
Steve Rosenblum. I'm here. Saturday Suckage. Let's take roll to see who else is here. Grobber.
It sucks and it freebases.
Don Cooper.
If I think something sucks, I'll tell you it sucks.
Jake Arrieta.
This sucks. Really, it does.
Eloy Jimenez.
Hey, you guys not gonna make anyway. You guys are suck. And when I got traded the next day, welcome to the Suck team.
Toby!
Oh my God, this sucks!
Random Bears fan.
And the further we do, we suck!
Terry Bars!
Finally made a list of somebody who thinks he sucks besides I do.
Liam Hendricks! I wouldn't say seeking perfection, it's just mainly trying not to suck. Julie Swyka.
Man, that sucks.
Wilson Contreras.
Losing suck. I tell you that, and that's all I can say.
George Wendt.
We had fun, but there you go. I sucked.
Garth Algar.
Turn it off, man! Turn it off! It's sucking my will to live!
Steve Dahl, the legend.
Disco sucks! Disco sucks!
Candace Parker.
It sucks.
Roquan Smith.
Yeah, man. Sucks.
Zach LaVine.
It sucked to have it happen game one.
DeMar DeRozan.
You know, it just sucks.
Mike Tomlin.
It all sucks. There's not degrees of suck. It all sucks.
Josh Allen.
Sucks. Losing sucks. Sucks.
Perhaps future Cub Pete Fairbanks.
No, I thought it generally sucked. I didn't think it was a specific suck. I thought it was like an all-encompassing type of suck.
AJ Pierzynski.
They should have just come out and said, hey, we're going to suck this year. And everyone would have been like, okay.
Pedro Grifol.
We're 20 games in. Our record sucks.
Michael Kopech.
It sucks, man. There's no easy way to put it.
All he does is play on World Series winners, Michael Kopech, since he left the White Sox. Mark Burley.
So it did suck.
Clayton Kershaw.
Suck it, big dumper. Suck it, big dumper.
Patrick Manley.
Just to say it bluntly, the Bears suck.
Cade Horton.
It sucks. It really does suck.
Jim Morris, Sr.
We sucked. The second half, we sucked.
Bob Costas.
I also don't understand, or maybe I should just applaud you, for having the self-confidence to label your own show Saturday Suckage.
Tyler Farrigal.
I suck, so you all don't have to.
Yeah, well, you can't do it alone. It takes a village to suck, and we're right here to do it. This is Saturday Suckage. We suck so you don't have to. We're broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealer. Our phone number at the Score, 312-644-6767. The number also gets you to our text line, 312-644-6767. News of the day involves Jalen Johnson and Kyler Gordon. Jalen's practice window is opened Friday. Kyler's window likely will be opened on Monday. That's the earliest it can be opened. Most likely, they'll see game action against Green Bay in 3 weeks on December 7th, a day that shall live in infamy. So this news comes the same week that you wish you could have them in peak form, because here comes Justin Jefferson. Vikings star receiver. Hasn't really been that star this year, but he says he wants to get back to year three Jets. That's what he calls them, calls himself, meaning 2022, his third year. 128 receptions, 1,809 yards, 8 TDs, offensive player of the year. Jefferson is far away from that, most notably failing to establish any kind of rhythm with injury-prone quarterback J.J. McCarthy. It's sort of like, how did Caleb Williams and DJ Moore not, how come they're not simpatico? Well, how's J.J. McCarthy not on the same page as the most dangerous offensive weapon in the NFL? But he's still Justin Jefferson, and he's still coming against the Bears. He doesn't own the Bears like Aaron Rodgers owns the Bears, but he makes some bank against them historically. Which brings us to the continuing saga of the Bears' banged up secondary. Tyreek Stevenson and his shoulder injury got through a full practice Friday. That's good news. Jaquan Brisker was limited, is listed as questionable, but he expects to play. That's what he said. But here's the thing. That whole thing gets deodorized if Montez Sweat plays like the guy the Bears are paying $98 million. Is a sack each of his last four games. But this is a time where your $98 million man needs to wreck a game. If Sweat is that guy, the rest of the guys on the line can have their moments. The rest of the guys on the defense can have their moments. And the secondary wouldn't matter. There would not be time for the Vikings to gash the Bears deep if the pass rush is there. It's really simple. In Chicago, let's go to the most extreme but obvious example. It may be an unfair comp, but I'm going to make it to make a point. 1985 Bears. There's Dan Hampton, there's Steve McMichael, there's Richard Dent, Fridge, Hartenstein. There's a defensive line so scary, you had no idea. The Bears played that year and won the Super Bowl without their top two cornerbacks. Yeah, they held out. They held out and held out. And the Bears' defensive line wrecked people and wrecked people and wrecked people. They put 13 quarterbacks out of a game. Nobody worried about the secondary. I remember talking to Ditko once, and he remarks, he says, on film, I saw all kinds of guys running free in the secondary, but it didn't matter. The quarterback was on the ground, or he was 6 feet under. It's an extreme example. I agree. But the standard is the standard. That's the standard in Chicago. And that fixes the secondary. The secondary fixes start up front. They all start with Sweat. All that money, all that acclaim, he's supposed to be a multiplier. Be that. Now, the job got harder because Sweat might not have to deodorize just the stench of the secondary, but also might have to make negligible T.J. Edwards' absence. I mean, it seems like T.J. Edwards is their best defensive player. He's out again this week. It's a much bigger issue than the secondary in my world. Because Edwards' play allowed Tremaine Edmonds to become a force. That helped everybody. Edwards is a multiplier. Montez Sweat is supposed to be a multiplier. It's okay if there are two multipliers on the same team, on the same defense. I think this would be a spectacular time for Montez Sweat to wreck a game and render the shortcomings and absences in the secondary negligible. On today's show, as we proceed with Saturday Suckage, we have a guest list and plans. Oh, my goodness. 11:25 or so, maybe 11:20, Phil Thompson, Bears beat reporter for the Chicago Tribune. At noon, Emily Liker, Vikings beat reporter for the Minnesota Star Tribune. We'll get word up there, like Justin Jefferson. Why can't he and injury-prone J.J. McCarthy do stuff? Why aren't they together, and can they make sure they're not together for at least another week? 12:25, Ricky O'Donnell, writer, editor, associate director of programming, the content king for SB Nation. Talk some Bulls. See, early on, Ricky was all in. It's like, oh my God, these guys just keep winning, and how do they keep winning? Well, they're playing like a team. They're running people out of the building. They keep running and going and doing. And then the Bulls ran into real players. And the real players just destroyed the Bulls. The real players showed why they're real players. The guys that AK doesn't want. And by the way, this would be a really good day to fire Arturas Karnišovas, however anybody wants to pronounce his last name. Today, the Pelicans fired Willie Green, their head coach. Even if you didn't know who the head coach is, he's not anymore. He was 2-10. They kept losing games by 30 points, Pelicans. Go back to the draft. When the Pelicans, Joe Dumars, that genius, was offering an unprotected first-round pick to anybody above him, which would have included AK's Bulls. He didn't want to draft a trade in which he acquired an unprotected first-round draft choice that at the time said, wow, these guys suck. This could be the number one overall pick. They're 2-10 right now. This really looks like the number one overall pick. And AK didn't want that. He wanted five-year guys with flaws.
I mean, it sucks.
He wanted guys with 5 years experience and guys who have flaws that you now need other guys to cover up for. And nobody's a star. And who destroyed the Bulls at the end of every game the last week or so? Stars. You get stars in the draft. The Bulls don't have stars. AK doesn't believe in them, and maybe because he can't identify college stars. Maybe because he can't read college talent. Where are the Bulls' star? Where's their dominant star? Who's their go-to guy? Who's their closer? And by the way, the Bulls' plan, I'll run this by Ricky because of the way Ricky O'Donnell of SB Nation, because of what's gone on And people are going to say, well, Kobe, why wasn't there at the start? Well, they were winning games without him. And Josh, Giddey got hurt, and now Giddey, Kobe White. And you see, with AK's plan, you don't get to say that. He has ignored acquiring stars because he doesn't know what he's doing there, apparently. And he has said it's a better deal with 9 or 10 very good players, even though nobody's done that for 20 years. Nobody's won a title with that. And that should be the object of the exercise here in Chicago, where there are 6 of those trophies, not far from where AK works, I'll bet. So you can't give me injuries because it was all about depth. We're just going to keep running guys out there. And then the stars on opposing teams kill the Bulls, and they don't even have an unprotected first-round pick from a dog-breath team to look forward to because AK didn't want that. I don't know how you don't fire this guy. The prince of the play-in. Maybe that's enough for Michael Reinsdorf. The prince of the play-in. And at 1 o'clock, Nicholas Moriano, Bears analyst and digital media for Marquee Sports Network, will be here. Host of the Nicholas Moriano Show on YouTube. Tyler, what were the odds of that? And he would be the host of the Nicholas Moriano Show on. We'll talk some more Bears. Bears, and an argument can be made. This is the Bears' biggest game, most important game, and a must win. I don't know if you heard Jaquan Brisker talk about the last game. It looked a lot like the other games where cardiac Caleb leaves him back. And Jaquan Brisker said what other people had said earlier is the Bears don't win this game last year, which is true. But guess what, Jaquan? The Bears don't win this game in week one. They didn't. They had a 17-6 lead. And then the injury-prone quarterback for Minnesota directs 3 touchdown drives. And the Bears are trailing. And there's an opportunity. And they just squander it. And that was their opening night, Ben Johnson's debut against a division opponent. The Bears don't win this game this year. Now, how far have they come? Well, they beat sucky teams. That's good, because if you don't beat sucky teams, you are a sucky team. That's the rule. The Vikings are a sucky team. They're under 500. They're 4-5. This is the kind of team the Bears beat. This would show progress. It's a division game. About time they won one of those things. And this starts the back half of the schedule. I'll discuss this later in the show. The back half of the schedule is a beast. We'll get to that. Not going to start predicting games, win, a loss, a win, my friend. They're going to go 17-0 in the second half of the season. That's how much I believe in the Bears. No, that's a lot of crap. Anyways, that's what we're looking at. And we'll look at the Bears. We'll look at a man who picked them to win, and I got issues with the way Phil Thompson picked his score. We'll discuss that and the Bears' defense. Do you trust it? And other things. As we proceed to the show on Saturday Suckage, thanks for joining me. Thanks for tolerating me. I suck so you don't have to. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
He wants to be out there with his guys. It has not gone, this year has not gone the way he really envisioned it. You know, you come in and it happens during the summer, the initial, and you miss training camp, and then you're hopeful you're back to where you were before, and, you know, you get hurt in the first game back, and, you know, I think he really wants to be out there. And so he's worked his tail off to get to this point. And, you know, it's on us as coaches to put him in a good spot here going forward to get him ready to compete here in the rest of the year.
That's Ben Genius, your Bears coach, talking about Jalen Johnson. They opened a window, so they got 3 weeks to make a decision on him. He wants to play. He had some kind of procedure done on his groin. He's getting back to playing. He practiced yesterday. Unbelievably, he shows up for one day and he's listed as questionable for the game. Phil Thompson, is that questionable mean he's likely to play, or is this just a joke about the procedure in the NFL?
It's just a function of the NFL. I'm speaking just as an opinion, not officially, but to me, there's no way he's playing in this game. That's just my humble opinion, and just kind of knowing how these things work, and you know, actually seeing how it's going to take him some time to ramp up. It's the NFL. You can't just like drop in, you know, without being conditioned for it.
Unless you're Joe Flacco. He can do that.
Well, yeah.
You will get off the couch. You go, yeah, hey, right, I can throw a couple. Yeah, sure, all right.
Yeah.
My guess.
And apparently C.J. Gardner-Johnson, you know, is sitting on this couch and then comes in and bam, sacks and forced fumbles.
So let's start there. Phil Thompson of the Chicago Tribune covering the Bears, joining us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. He has been, there was some trepidation when he showed up, like, okay, the guy can play, he wins, his teams win, and then he wears out his, something goes wrong somewhere, and he's shown the door, and guys who win are not cast off in the NFL often unless something's wrong. So far, this guy gets all A's because he gets all the sacks. He is playing the position that Dennis Allen, one of the positions Dennis Allen loves to flex and be flexible with and use as an attack dog. He's done great.
No, absolutely. And you hit it on the head. That versatility is going to make him useful even when Kyler Gordon comes back. I mean, he can be used at safety. He can be used at nickel. I believe he can even play corner if they need him to play there on the outside. So, and you're right. He has that dog mentality that he just goes out and gets it. And, you know, I was talking to Cannon Matthews, and, you know, he's in charge of the nickelbacks. And when he saw Gardner Johnson going after Jackson Dart, he's like, oh, my gosh, if he doesn't get there, you know, it could be trouble. But he got home. And it's like, that's all you can ask. It's for a guy to get home, and that's what this guy does.
Talking with Phil Thompson of the Chicago Tribune, talking Bears. He's a Bears beat writer, and Bears and Vikings tomorrow. So looking at Jalen Johnson hasn't been there. Kyler Gordon's window isn't open yet. And Tyrique Stevenson looks like he'll be there, practiced full. Jaquan Brisker, you don't know. How much or do you trust this defense at this moment with what you've seen the last month?
Yes and no.
Come down firmly on both sides, Phil.
Yes. First, let me say that Jaquan told me that he says he's ready to go. Now, whether the coaches agree with him at game time, that's another matter. But he said that he should be. I asked him twice. He should be playing. Now, what I will say is this. You know, this is a defense, a lot of this on the secondary, that has given up 400 yards in back-to-back games. In fact, they've only had two games this season, which they've allowed under 300 total yards. Yet, you know, they lead the NFL in takeaways. So make it make sense. See, make it make sense.
Well, the takeaways are the Band-Aid. That's the bailout. And there's nothing wrong with that. There's no apologies needed for that. The takeaways are in some part a result of confusing the quarterback, but also in some part of pressuring him. And I think the key to deodorizing the secondary, I said in the first segment, Montez Sweat wrecks a game, and you don't care that if anybody is back in the secondary, if he has the kind of game that they're paying him to have, this would be it. When you, even though Justin Jefferson and J.J. McCarthy aren't together at all. This looks like last year with Caleb and DJ, and you hope it continues for another week. But that's how you deodorize that. When I asked how you, if you trust this defense, can they sit on the Vikings so that it's not required cardiac Caleb and another comeback and all the drama?
Well, I think there are a lot of things on that front in their favor. Yes, you're absolutely right. Justin Jefferson and J.J. McCarthy have not been on the same page. J.J. McCarthy has worn a bandage on his right hand this week. You know, they said it's a bruise, that they had to get the swelling down. You know, they're going to be missing some pieces. You know, they're going to have Jordan Addison that they didn't have in the opener. Aaron Jones looks like a go, so that's not good for the Bears. But, you know, this is a team that is not great on third down. You know, they're 31st in the league at 31.8%. And they're not much better in the red zone. It's about 57%. That ranks 20th in the league. So, you know, even a defense that has had its struggles should be able to match up well with this Vikings offense.
My guest is Phil Thompson. I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't.
No, I was just going to say, unless Aaron Jones goes off. That's the one thing that's a concern. But go ahead.
How prepared are the Bears to do that? And with a run defense, with whatever might be up the middle, and without T.J. Edwards, how prepared are the Bears to stop an explosive running game?
I got to be honest with you. I just don't see it yet. You know, they say all the right things about, you know, their eye discipline, you know, making sure they're disciplined with their run fits as well. But come Sunday, you just don't see it on the field, Steve. You just don't see it on the field. So Aaron Jones, that's a guy that can hurt them in the pass. He can hurt them on the edge. You know, he can even get off of the middle. So if they can't contain that, then that changes that complexion. But I think that they can do, the Bears can do enough to win this game.
So the Bears come in with a 6-3 record. And the Vikings come in 4-5, and if you believe the Parcells adage, you are what your record says you are, then there you are. The Bears are tied for first place with Detroit, losing out on the tiebreaker. And this week, in a discussion with Brad Biggs and Sean Hammond, you weren't convinced that the Bears' record is what they say they are. You look at the comebacks, and you pointed out, sure, with the class, you pointed out, like, these are against bad teams. What have they really proven?
Well, I see both sides of this argument. Yes, everybody will say these are the kind of games that the Bears traditionally lose, or the Bears of recent years. So why can't you be happy? But you have to put everything into context. You know, not every win is equal. I mean, let's be honest. True football fans know this. So until they get some teams, you know, and particularly in the division – hint, you know, where they're 0-2, they still have more to prove. Let's be honest about this.
Well, the idea of, you know, you lose to sucky teams, then you are a sucky team. And so they've beaten those kind of teams. And I'm not sure that this is a step up in class, but it is something they need to win in the division against the Vikings and to win a road game. And they have a daunting schedule on the road. The back half of their schedule is kind of a beast, and especially on the road. So there are several things that will come out of it with certain conclusions or certain ideas and certain reasons to have hope or not. If they lose to Minnesota, does it matter how they lose, or what would you come out of it with if there is a loss on Sunday in Minnesota?
I don't think that this is the kind of loss that, again, not all losses being equal either.
Yeah.
This is kind of a manageable game for them to step up. I think this whole season, and you can thank the scheduling gods for this, what is essentially a new team under a new head coach, Ben Johnson, is easing this team into winning. It's learning in steps. So they've had this soft part of the schedule because, you know, we all saw against Detroit when you try to get them playing against the big dogs, look what happened. So now they're stepping up in competition. I think Minnesota, even dinged as they are, is a next step up in competition. You know, then you'll get like the Steelers, then you'll get the Eagles. We'll really see where this team is at on that day after Thanksgiving. So I think this is an important benchmark for the Bears, both for the division, to make sure they're keeping pace, but to show progression that they're getting toward that portion where they can be a legitimate playoff contender.
Phil Thompson, the Tribune, is my guest. He covers the Bears, one of their beat writers, and we're talking Bears-Vikings here on The Score. You wrote this week about there is certainly a great reduction, a noticeable reduction, a blessed reduction in the number of sacks that Caleb Williams is taking, or that Caleb Williams has managed to avoid, that it's a combination of things. And I'm convinced that the former hockey writer now covering football just wanted to talk to Theo Benedet and see if playing left tackle in British Columbia is what happens when he can't skate. Did you ask him if that's the deal?
You know, I'm kicking myself now for not think of ever asking him about hockey. You know, I'm speaking to a Canadian. You know, what was I thinking?
Phil, you're fluent in Canadian, eh? Come on. Come on, hoser. Wake up.
I'm going to rectify that this week.
Yeah, do that. But in talking about the reduction in sacks, quite noticeable. The quarterback's up and he's healthy. And do you have... It can't be just one thing. There has to be multiple things going on to make it all happen. What do you think? Share with the class your work.
Well, one thing, let's start with the interior of the offensive line. I think the changes that were made in the offseason, you know, it took a little bit for it to gel, but it's getting there. It's been there. Darnell Wright is having a career year.
at right tackle. Let's give him his flowers for that. And I think Caleb is finding that he's threading that needle between extending plays and then putting the offense and drives into harm's way. You know, he's not throwing a lot of picks. You know, he's not taking a lot of sacks. Sometimes when you look at it on the field, you know, it makes you clutch your heart because it's like, get rid of the ball, get rid of the ball. But, you know, he's making magic happen as he's uniquely prepared to do. It was something interesting that the Vikings coach, Kevin O'Connell, said that he was watching tape. And he was rewatching certain plays, but they weren't just, you know, big passes that he made. He was rewatching Caleb's incompletions because he was so impressed by his escapability and the location that he was putting the ball, you know, for high-level, difficult throws. And, you know, Kevin O'Connell is an offensive guru. So if he's impressed with it, you know, maybe we can cut Caleb a little slack a little longer.
Yeah, no, that's fine. Cardiac Caleb is a fun thing to watch. I just don't need you to suck. You know, that's the problem with needing Caleb Williams to do that and to watch it. You've sucked at a certain point to fall behind a sucky team. And yes, now you got to come back against them. And you don't know that the really good teams are going to be that. They're going to suck on demand for you so you can do this?
No.
I don't know. But I want you to share with the class your prediction, and then I got an issue with that. What's your final score Sunday, Phil, in the newspaper?
I believe I said 27-25 yeah. Bears. I have a safety for the Vikings baked in there somewhere.
Okay. You couldn't go 26-25. Isn't that the magic comeback score?
It is.
So where are you? Okay. And you know what else you missed, Phil? I want you to do this for me, because okay, you're a cool cat who will do this. I want you to do something like Vikes Bears 6-7. Just do that. Do that.
I'll see.
Do if, the 6-7
thing. If we were on
thing.
Video, I would be doing my hands up and down. So
yeah, yeah. I just did it while I'm tied. 6 Vikes Bears 6-7, and just do it and digitally and see. You'll be with all the popular kids, okay?
You know what? You know what? You're joking, but I actually asked Ricky Stromberg, number 67, about this.
Yeah. Oh, and look at you!
I did. I said, has anybody ever brought this up? Like any reporters?
Uh-huh.
Any of your teammates? And he's like, he laughed. He's like, no, like nobody's ever approached him about this. I'm like, how can that be? And he's like, I don't know. This has never come up. So.
There you go. Know, now, see,
you have, out there, you know, like, do your thing.
You have an opening, Phil. Just trying to help you. I'm a giver, not a taker. Phil, thanks for giving me your time today. Appreciate
it. Oh, you too. Always a pleasure.
All right. That is Phil Thompson, beat writer for the Chicago Tribune, covering the Bears, along with Sean Hammond and, of course, the legendary Brad Biggs. Something Bigsy had written at the beginning of the season after game one. We'll come back and I'll make a note of it for you. But for now, Cardiac Caleb is unavoidable. And as much as this is Saturday suckage, this is the suckage segment. So we'll take a break and we come back and we'll talk Cardiac Caleb. Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I think it's something that I've worked on over my career. I think I've been able to work on those things for many years before it became such a big emphasis, I guess, in my game that everybody always talks about. But I think those get all the credit and things like that, and some of the smaller plays that I make don't. And so I've just been trying to hone in and work on my craft to be able to complete every single ball whenever it's needed to be able to help my guys win.
That is your future franchise quarterback, the franchise quarterback, Caleb Williams, talking about doing some things miraculously, a lot of big things, some small things that he's very proud of, Caleb Williams. So I have this from Rich Cimini, or Cimini, I don't know how he pronounces his name, he covers the Jets for ESPN.
Rich Cimini.
Cimini. He tweeted this: the Jets are averaging a league low 139.9 passing yards per game. That would be the lowest in the NFL since the 2022 Bears at 130.5 yards per game. Common denominator? Justin Fields at quarterback. So Bears fans don't have to fight about a running quarterback playing quarterback anymore. Now they get to witness a real NFL quarterback, which is worth noting on this, the 1 year anniversary of the firing of Shane Waldron. This was the week that they said, Shane, don't come back. You suck. We don't like you. And your mother dresses you funny. This is something that is now becoming a regular update on Saturday Suckage, and it's the opposite of Suckage, which might cause me to lose my Suckage card. But here goes, because it's pretty damn spectacular, and it's getting more spectacular as we go. In 24 career starts, Caleb Williams now has 6 fourth quarter comebacks. It's according to the way Pro Football Reference qualifies all that stuff. He's done it 4 times this year. So that's tied for the league lead. He's done it twice in consecutive games. Vegas and Washington, and Cincinnati and the Giants. He closed the season against Green Bay with 1 last year. And earlier last season, he had 1 against Tennessee. There's your 6. So without idiot coaching last year, and an idiot defensive back, he'd have had 1 against Minnesota and Detroit, and last year's Fail Mary in Washington. That would be an incredible 9 comebacks, fourth quarter comebacks, fourth quarter drives in 24 starts. That's a remarkable percentage. As it is, he's at 6, and 25% of his starts have turned into cardiac Caleb finishes. That's a pretty spectacular percentage because of this. Let's compare Tom Brady. Caleb's idol, right? He wants to win 8 Super Bowls because Brady has 7. Tom Brady directed 46 fourth quarter comebacks. That's tops all time. Peyton Manning, 43. But he is by far the better broadcaster of the two between him and Brady. And Ben Roethlisberger led 41. Those are the only 3 quarterbacks over 40 fourth quarter comebacks. Looking at comebacks compared to games played, Brady mounted his comebacks in 14% of his games. Manning, 16%. Big Ben, 17%. Caleb is at 25%. Even with idiot coaching last year, and despite getting a cram course in greatness from Ben Johnson this year, Caleb would be a legend already if Ben Johnson had been here last year with Caleb. Now, I think it's pretty fair to say it's going to be unlikely for him to keep up this percentage unless the game plan is to have Bears opponents suck early and then rely on miracles and bailouts and fumbles by people in the rain and whatever else you got. Just idiot decisions by other teams. Because they're not playing a lot of bad teams in the second half of this season. But you can always depend upon the stupidity of strangers. And that may be what it takes. You know, a Dallas kind of blowout, would work for me. Even if it ruins Caleb's percentage. That's okay. I'm good with that. I bet you out there in Bears land would be good with it too.
I'll take another Caleb DeLuther Burden flea flicker touchdown on Matt Eberflus's defense.
Yes. Everybody's doing it. Everybody's going through that. But for whatever it is, it's a hell of a place for Caleb to be. 25% of his starts have resulted in cardiac Caleb kind of wins. And he's really only had 9 games of actual NFL coaching. I mean, think about that. This is what this guy is. 9 games of actual NFL coaching with the best offensive mind who is out on the market and his chosen offensive coordinator in Declan Doyle and Case Keenum. Dan Pompey wrote a really good story in the Athletic about Case Keenum and Caleb, who is known as Uncle Candy because he brings candy over to Case Keenum. They live 3 seconds from each other. And so that's that kind of relationship. And so you've surrounded him with what everybody looked at it. When Matt Nagy came here, we heard about the quarterback incubator. We saw that in Philadelphia. That's what everybody wanted. Saw it in Kansas City, where you had the luxury of sitting Patrick Mahomes for 16 games. They had this quarterback incubator where you're surrounded by. Well, when you start with Andy Reid, that's a good place to start. In Philadelphia, when you started with Doug Peterson, that's a good place to start. So Matt Nagy had the right idea. Matt Nagy just fell in love with everything he drew up on a cocktail napkin, the back of an envelope, or a placemat, or in somebody's car window with a grease pen. Whatever he did, he liked all his neato torpedo plays. What you got in Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams is a guy who's teaching a quarterback how to think by seeing how the quarterback thinks to start with. And that would help put Caleb Williams in a position to succeed. And I know it's cliche, but Matt Nagy failed. He failed Justin Fields in a horrible way. Justin Fields' first game, I think he's still getting sacked by Cleveland, right? That was awful. There was no extra blocking. There was tight ends weren't held in. No, Matt Nagy was going to, I got these needle plays. They all work.
Can I throw one more unbelievable Justin Fields stat that I saw on Thursday Night Football? He has 4 games this year with under 60 passing yards.
I heard that too.
Can you believe that?
It was Herb Street that brought it up. I don't know if it was Herb Street or Al Michaels. And sadly, because we're talking about the same alma mater, right? Kirk Herb Street.
The and Justin Ohio Field, State University.
The Ohio State. And remember the raging arguments here about Justin Fields, they just don't have this, they just don't have that. If you go back and read and hear what people said about Justin Fields and how they're not giving him this and not realizing he was a running back playing quarterback, if you go back and listen to that, it looks like every excuse for Jay Cutler. It sounds like every excuse for Jay Cutler. It was all of this. Oh, we need to get him that. Oh, we need to get that. Oh, we need him. And soon you figured out it's him. He's not the guy. Jay wasn't the guy. And Jay was the guy that Charles Woodson described, just hang back. Just stay back there and Jay will throw the ball to you. And, you know, if you're a patch of grass, you could say, just hang out here, blade of grass. Justin Fields is going to dirt it. That's what you got. And you can see the difference. If you're still arguing for the injustice done to Justin Fields and you aren't watching Caleb Williams, Caleb Williams is the greatest thing that blows up your argument. Especially that offensive. He was 68 times last year. Nearly an NFL record. And he's still through for 3,500 yards, and he's going to finally reach 4,000, which is a joke, but it's the Bears. And it would be nice if he got past that so we don't have to constantly hear that. This Mount Everest of passing yard goals that every other organization seems to have guys who do this on the regular. But the comebacks looking like a franchise quarterback, a guy you've seen rally against sucky teams. You got to ask the question, why do they suck against bad teams like the Giants and the Bengals? Why does it have to come back like this? Why do they have to do that? And you can look at other parts of the team to get those answers. And the teams on the back half of the schedule might not be so accommodating to let you come back on them. But it's there, and it doesn't matter if it's true or not. If the Bears believe it, then it exists. It's real. So they're going to be playing a sucky team tomorrow. Let's find out where that sucky team stands, who represents a threat. We'll go up to Minnesota, and we'll talk some Vikings ahead of Bears-Vikings tomorrow. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Saturday Suckage. I suck so you don't have to, although that last segment praising Caleb might cost me my suckage card. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.